The guy that knows a little bit about winning a Super Bowl, about jobs in the NFL, coaching in the NFL, and life after coaching in the NFL, joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, the coach Brian Billick, now joining us, Super Bowl winning head coach and the NFL Network analyst. Coach, how you been?
Doing great this afternoon.
It is. You and I were just talking about this scenario a little while ago, about the pressure for Mike McCarthy, and then after the game last week, they kind of get him out of the building. Were you surprised by that?
Yeah, not that a coach is fired at this stage in the season. We see that all the time. But the fact that, A, it was the Packers, that it was seemed out of character for the Packers to do something like that. And the fact that Mike McCarthy and the success he's had there as a Super Bowl winning coach in, 9 out of 11 or 12 years of playoffs, it was a surprise that it happened there.
So I wanted to ask you specifically, as coaches outside of the league, there's only so many of these jobs available. We all know that. Does it give you pause that they did that to a coach with the credentials and resume of Mike McCarthy?
It does from a larger sense, but it's certainly not going to inhibit anybody from wanting that job or taking the job.
Right.
That's just like the National Football League. It's just the way it goes. And I would imagine because it's the Packers and because of the stability they've had for years, because Aaron Rodgers, you're picking up, you're going to come into a team with maybe the greatest quarterback of all time. That job is going to be plenty attractive to any number of people and will not be hard to fill.
How much of a change or a boost I don't know what word I'm looking for, or adjective to describe this, but how much should we expect come Sunday? I mean, I would be surprised if all of a sudden everything begins to flow and the team starts to play extremely well.
No. Yeah, it just doesn't work that way. If they play well, that's because they were going to play well. If they play well, they'll say, yes, it's rejuvenated, and yes, we've just got a new one. If they don't, it just makes the whole thing moot. Certainly the Packers are not in a position where anything's going to change. They seemed, even though they're not mathematically excluded from it, it's hard to imagine that they're going to find their way back in the playoffs at this point. They need to play better, obviously, but they need better personnel because that's at the heart of the problem right now. It has nothing to do with Mike McCarthy, has nothing to do with Aaron Rodgers. They just don't have good enough good players.
I was going to ask you if we just overrated this team at the beginning of the season, because how could so many people that looked at the Green Bay Packers be wrong? But I think everybody just looked at it and said, hey, Aaron Rodgers is back and he's healthy, therefore you're going to win the division. Was it as simple as that?
Yeah. When you have a quarterback, same way you get with Tom Brady or any of that, Drew Brees, that's just the expectation. And you can change things around it, maybe be a little better, maybe not. But that is the expectation when you have a future Hall of Fame quarterback. And it's probably unrealistic from year to year, depending upon what's wrapped around him.
Now, Mike Pettine, obviously a guy that came in one year, was asked to kind of rebuild this defense behind Dom Capers. I think he's done a pretty solid job with what he's had to work with. And obviously the injuries have been detrimental to this team, plus two jettisoning a few of these guys. How do you even begin to evaluate Mike Pettine's job at this point?
Well, you don't, and that's going to be up to the organization and up to the new coach coming in as to, they're going to have to look at the film. They're going to have to be comfortable with Mike Pettine. I agree. I think he's done a great job, and given the circumstances and the way things have unfolded. But that's, that's above my pay grade, so to speak, in terms of who's going to make that evaluation. And the new guy coming in is either going to want his own guy, unless the ownership and management says, we feel very strongly about this guy. We want you to consider him to be your defensive coordinator.
And now the search begins. I mean, I know that they said they wanted to get a jump on coaches in the NFL, but everybody knows once you start talking about the possibility of a coach being fired, agents begin to reach out and things start to happen behind the scenes. You don't necessarily have to have a guy gone out of that seat before people begin to kind of whisper and chatter a little bit, correct?
No, and that would be the one thing that when you look and try to make sense of what the Packers did, the Packers have been a class organization. It may very well have been they made the decision Mike McCarthy wasn't coming back. They didn't want to do this behind his back. They knew the conversations were going to be had. To spare Mike that and to be above board, they just said, look, we're going to go in another direction, and I don't know that you need to stick around for that. So if that's the case, then you can applaud that to a degree. Teams will say that they want to get ahead of the curve, but in the end of the day, very rarely do they. And you've seen this time and again where the teams that have fired the coach first and want to get ahead of it, they may be the last one to actually hire a guy. So, it does give you an opportunity at least to be above board about it. It, of course, is going to start the rumor mill, and that's what it is at this point. You're absolutely right. fans, media, agents in particular, oh, my guy's being considered. Well, you know, maybe, maybe not, but we're going to hear a ton of names that are linked to this and that, most of which is probably fabricated.
I'm talking with Brian Billick, Super Bowl winning head coach and NFL Network analyst. He's brought to us today by SeatGeek. We'll talk about that coming up momentarily. Is there, I mean, with the way the offense is pretty much favored in this league and the way things have changed, specifically over the last couple of years, is there, you know, anybody that comes to mind that you say, okay, maybe out of this system, or maybe somebody that's sitting out there that you could say, okay, this guy I think has the cloth that's been cut to be a pretty good head coach in the National Football League?
Well, there's a ton of guys out there, and what we're looking for at the league today, what's the hot coach? It's the Sean McVay, Matt Nagy. You know, it's those kind of guys. The quarterback whisperer, come in here. Now, it's a little bit different when you have a young guy and you're going to come in and pair him with Aaron Rodgers compared to Sean McVay that came in and was going to work with Jared Goff, or what they brought to work in with Mitch Trubisky. So a little bit different dynamic. You can see what they did before, Mike McCarthy, because of his familiarity with the organization, his familiarity with the West Coast verbiage, as it were, made it very comfortable when he came in to work with Brett Favre, then eventually Aaron Rodgers. I don't know that that's a priority now from this standpoint, and that there's going to be a severing of in the system coming in. Certainly it's something Aaron Rodgers is going to have to be comfortable with. And I don't know that you're going to be looking for quite the same kind of guy that you would if this were a young quarterback that you're looking to mentor to go forward. So that might change a little bit compared to the rest of the teams, and we'll see what other changes are going on. Some of these young quarterbacks, you look in Cleveland as a perfect example. Will that be a priority for them to bring in someone that can be that Sean McVay-esque type coach for Baker Mayfield?
Then you move on with the rest of the league, and things are starting to heat up. Chicago, both the Chicago and Minnesota losing over the weekend. Seems like it's going to be a race to the finish. Maybe who has the softer schedule may end up dictating how this thing ends before it's all said and done. But nobody's really lighting it up. We thought the North would be competitive, but we didn't think it would be competitive on the negative side. We thought that there would be teams vying for the top spot with 10, 12 wins, something like that. It just hasn't panned out that way this year.
Yeah, because I think the league as a whole is with the outliers of being Kansas City, and even they have San Diego nipping at their heels, and obviously the Rams. The league has kind of moved towards, you know, the middle, so to speak, and there are a number of teams. I think obviously Chicago is a surprise team to be where they're at, but not necessarily. They're playing really great defense. Of course, they're going to be challenged playing the Rams this week. The NFC East seems to be a division that no one really wants to win. 9-7 is going to win it. Depends on who were the 9 wins and who were the 7 losses in terms of the head-to-head is going to be a factor. Seattle is a team that really is gaining some momentum. It's going to get very, very interesting to see where the dogs obviously are dipping in as well.
Excited about the end of the season.
they must really like the Seattle Seahawks. I said Seahawks, and boy, they just went off. So it's, you know, other than the top spots, obviously, this is going to get very, very competitive, all with a lot of legitimate teams.
Before I let you go, Coach, as the Packers continue to move on, we talked about some of the candidates. With a veteran quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, what is the likelihood that anybody coming out of the college ranks could come in here and all of a sudden just be successful?
Well, this sounds like I'm critical of college coaches. I'm not. It's very tough for a college coach with no NFL experience at all to come in and be successful. Just like I think it's very difficult for a college or a pro coach to go back into the college game and be successful without any real college roots. They're unique environments. Doesn't mean they can't, there's any number of coaches that are just good coaches, and if they can bring in a structure, I mean, good coaching is good coaching. To bring in a college coach that's never had, it's one thing if they had NFL experience, went back to the colleges, but a college coach to come in and now work with Aaron Rodgers, that would have to be just the right kind of mix.
You can find him at Coach Billick on Twitter, and also he is brought to you by our friends over at SeatGeek. Coach, SeatGeek.com, always a great place to get tickets, and using your promo code, correct?
Absolutely. Put in Billick, you're getting $20 back. Whether it's athletic events, whether it's Christmas pageants, theater ticket, whatever, you go to SeatGeek.com. Going to tell you what the best deals are. Every transaction is 100% guaranteed.
There you go. That is SeatGeek.com. Use the promo code Billick. Coach, always good to talk to you. We'll chat again down the road, okay?
That's great.
Thanks so much, pal. There you go. That's head coach Brian Billick, Super Bowl winning head coach, NFL Network analyst, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Good to chat with him a little bit. He said, look, same thing. very remote possibility, if any, that some college coach is going to come in here and make it all go. I think you do that if you're rebuilding in a full-blown rebuild without your quarterback, but I think you're trying to find somebody that's got a sense of what the NFL is all about, specifically the offensive side of the football, what it's all about. Or you get a defensive-minded coach to work with Petten, and you hire an unbelievable offensive coordinator to sit down and work with Aaron Rodgers and whomever, and to be able to put something together that's going to put you back on the map offensively. But this team is going to go as Aaron Rodgers go. I don't think there's any doubt about that.